Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you are here today. I have with me one of my favorite guest, one of my most listened to guests from the podcast, that being my husband. And before I introduce him and let him say hello, if you have not yet listened to our first interview, our first conversation that we ever did together, you can go back and tune into episode 31, which we recorded back at the end of 2020. Which is like forever ago. But that was kind of just like our story, like how we met, engagement on all of that. So this conversation that we're going to have today is not so much focused on us and our love and our friendship and all that mushy stuff, but this is a little bit more on me and my journey and my husband's point of view. So, Rob, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So it's literally kind of perfect timing for us to record this episode together, because as of, was it yesterday? Was it yesterday that we were together, like you saw in Time Hop?
Yeah. I mean, a couple days. We've been looking at it a lot recently.
Yeah, yeah. So the end of March, beginning of April. In real time, we're recording this on April 6, 2023, that we've been together for 9 years, married 6 years as of next month. And then I have been a full-time entrepreneur for 1 year as of like a week ago. So I wanted to kind of bring my husband on to have him share some of his points of view about my entrepreneurial journey. And my job hopping, for lack of a better term, and all those sorts of things. So the first question I wanted to ask is, at what point in our relationship did you think, oh my goodness, this girl does not know what she wants to do, like career-wise?
Right off the rip.
That's interesting. Okay.
I only say that because, you know, we met, you were in...
Leasing.
You're a leasing agent, mm-hmm. and you did a couple different jobs here and there with that. You did hold that one downtown for a while, and you really liked that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just kind of got that feeling right off the rip.
That I didn't love what I was doing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or not even love what you were doing, but didn't know what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even so... When we met, I had just started that job, and I think I left that job like 6 months later.
Yeah.
But then I went into leasing again.
Yep.
Just at a different location. So year particularly was 2014. I mean, is there a way to summarize what I did from 2014 to 2020?
Nanny
was a big portion of it, yeah. And I feel like that was a good... I mean, what did you think when I said I was going to leave my traditional jobs and become a nanny?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't know what to think. I didn't really care to think. I was, you know, just supporting you.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's interesting because I remember when I sat down to tell the people at the leasing apartment that I was working at the time that I was going to leave to go be a nanny. And the... I don't know what he was, vice president or something, was telling me that it was a mistake. But then I went on to be a nanny for 4 years.
And you probably made more money
doing
that.
And I made good money.
Yeah.
I made good money. I did it for 4 years and I was happy. So, like, that's it. Okay. So then we from a timeline standpoint, I was a nanny pretty much up until and then shortly after we had our son, Chase. And I really thought that I was going to continue to be a nanny. Did you think once I was pregnant and had Chase that I would continue to be a nanny?
I guess the only reason why I did was because from the time I met you till then, you liked nannying better.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean, the kids that you nannied for, you really enjoyed, and the family you really enjoyed. And yeah, I mean, you just enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that unfortunately, having my own kid and not being able to have a break from children made me enjoy it less.
Well, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that's what happened. Because then there was no break and no time where I wasn't around children. So then I went to work for a startup company, which again, that kind of was the perfect job, as frustrating as that was during the couple years that I worked there. It was a really great opportunity for me to leave nannying and go into working for that startup company.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I remember telling you, like, you know, beware with the whole startup thing. But, you know, and come to find out that that's kind of what led you into what you're doing now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a good transition. It was good timing. I mean, it was a good job.
Mm-hmm, it was. And then so we get to 2020. And so in 2020, I'm working for this startup company. But also in 2020, and then Chase in 2020 would have been two.
Yeah.
That's also then when I really started, like, reading, listening to podcasts, started my own podcast, literally right at the same time that the pandemic happened. What were you thinking as I started to, like, add in all of these things and, like, make these changes? Like, oh, no, because I literally, like, back when we would have met, I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, that my dating profile said something like, the only thing that I'll read is a magazine. Like, I was not a reader. Like, I didn't read books.
I don't remember that, but...
I'm pretty sure that I put that in there.
But I was just, like, thinking, like, what is going on?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, COVID, we're kind of cooped up in the house, can't go anywhere. You got to find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. So it was, like, strange, but.
And I actually, if I think, I remember the first time that I ever listened to a podcast, and that was December of 2019. So that was actually even before, you know, we got into COVID and the pandemic and stuff. But, like, thank goodness then that I had it, because I really think, and I'm curious then to get your opinion on this, in a sense, between therapy, podcasting, reading, personal development, growth, that literally is something that pulled me out of a lot of my mental health stuff.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. In addition to that, the other thing I would say was when COVID first happened, my particular job, I was able to go and work from home. Do you remember that period of time for those couple months when I was working from home before I left that company?
I do.
Any change in my mood, my demeanor, et cetera?
A little swing to the better, mm-hmm. But still dealing with, you know, a company that you're reporting to, a boss that you're reporting to. So obviously a little bit different, but... Yeah, definitely a little bit of a swing in for the better.
Yeah. So I think it's important to note here, like, obviously my husband, who I'm living with, is noticing it. That was the first time that I felt it since I had had my son in July of 2018. So now we're in March, April of 2020. And it was the first time that I felt just, like, good and, like, kind of content and kind of happy. And so I associated that with the fact that I was able to work from home and kind of, like, be flexible, create my own schedule, take a nap in the middle of the day if I wanted to, which I do very often. But so then I left that position that summer. And then I went through another period of, I mean, there's no other way to call it except for job hopping, 3 jobs, I think, in the next year.
Well, we got to a point where, you know, we sat down and we said, okay, well, we have to make this amount of money. This is how we live. if we're not going to change the way we live, then we need to figure out how to make X amount of money per month. And being honest, starting as a new entrepreneur, new podcast, this and that, you're not going to make that amount of money.
Right.
It's very, very hard.
Right.
And it's a tough pill to swallow. It's tough to hear, but yeah, we went down that road.
Yeah. I think it's important to note throughout literally the 9 years we've been together, Rob has had the same job and been with, well, not the same job necessarily, but been with the same company for 8 of the 9 years. 8.5 of the 9 years.
Yeah, I mean, I was on my way out of retail when we met, and
yeah, and so I just want to acknowledge the privilege, I guess would be a great point, that I was able to change jobs and make less money and work part-time and do all of these things over the last 7 to 8 years because we knew that we had stability with your position.
Yeah, for sure.
Has there ever been in the last 7 to 8 years a period of time where you felt like maybe I want to explore leaving my job or going to do something else, but I can't because Courtney's not stable?
Without a doubt, for sure.
I wasn't planning on asking that question.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely days where I wake up, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to, you know, like you said, I don't want to have to answer to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to own my own company or do that, but I would like to know what it's like to do something different.
Yeah. And obviously it's on my end, that's very much appreciated that I get to play and explore and experiment. And there's really no other word to use other than like for you sacrificing what you do.
That's okay. I'm banking on you now.
Yeah, right. So when it came then time for me to like actually pull the trigger, I think one of the things that we did that was smart was at least for a whole year before I became full-time entrepreneur, I was only working part-time. And from a financial standpoint, that was kind of smart because we were used to living on me bringing in less money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, working with Haley and whatnot, we learned to live on a budget.
Yeah.
That we sat down and set. And yeah, I mean, it gave us the opportunity to live on less than we had done in the previous
years. Right.
Just working to them, if you want to give them a shout out.
Yes. Yeah. And those of you, If you follow me, if we're connected on Instagram, you know my good friend Haley. She has Price of Avocado Toast, the podcast. We worked with her for a whole year as our financial coach. And it really was perfect. Perfect because we started working with her. And then it was, I want to say, 5 or 6 months later that I left, quote unquote, corporate and pulled the trigger and became a full-time entrepreneur. So I became full-time entrepreneur in April of last year, April of 2022. We're now in April of 2023. As I was doing that, what was one of your biggest fears?
Obviously, you and I are similar. We're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're happy. One of the biggest things that would be for me, and I really thought would be for you, would be the whole self-accountability thing. Working from home, I don't know if I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could keep myself busy because being comfortable in our home, I would want to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the biggest thing.
And do you feel that I leaned more towards how you are, or were you kind of surprised by...
Very surprised.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest. Very, very surprised. Yeah, you get in the nap occasionally and whatnot, and there's also times where I'm not here and I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something right.
Yeah. I think that it's so, like, I literally, I never turn on the TV during the day, ever.
Which I would not be able to
control
myself.
Rob would totally turn on the TV. I think the other thing that's interesting, and I remember I said this, I don't know if you remember, but my commute to my part-time job before I did all of this was like 20 to 25 minutes. And I remember saying to you, I'm going to pretend that I still have a commute every day, and I'm going to use that time to clean the house.
I remember that.
And I very quickly did not do that.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, and are there times where you come home and you're like, you know, couldn't you like have emptied the dishwasher, or couldn't you have switched over the laundry?
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind, but yeah, no,
I think it just comes with being home, and I think that was one of the things that I actually, like a mindset thing that I needed to do, was tell myself I don't have to do those things, because then I would get pulled in and distracted by them. Now, sometimes I do. There's probably like one day a week where I'll be like, oh, like I got the dishes loaded and like did a couple loads of laundry. But for the most part, I really am working. And then like what I will just call like my hour lunch break is when, you know, a couple days a week I do take a nap in the middle of the day, because one, I'm a mom, and two, because I can.
So jealous. So
jealous. And I think that that's the thing. Like, it's hard too, because actually when you just had a period of time where you stayed home on vacation for like a week. Oh, yeah. It was December of this past year. Mm-hmm. And I remember like having anxiety, because I was like, he's actually going to see like what I do. And I think I did nap most days that week.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of left you to yourself. I wasn't really paying attention to what you were
doing. But I just like internally felt guilty. I'm like, I should be working. But I'm like, no, like I'm taking care of the things on my schedule. I am making money. How, when it comes to money, like obviously I didn't make, you know, a salary type of money this past year, but I was profitable. What are your thoughts on what did you think I was going to make versus what actually happened?
I told you, and we sat down and talked, and we said it's going to be tough. First couple of years, it's going to be really tough to make money, which was okay. You know, as long as we made enough to get by, to pay our bills, to pay down debt, to have fun. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, we figured it out. You stuck to it. If we needed to make a little more, we did what was necessary to do so. And it works.
I could have made a lot more money, and I'm using air quotes when I say could have. But I also invested a lot of money this past year into things like courses and programs and coaches and mentorship.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you feel like that was, quote unquote, worth it? And like the reason that I was able to make the money that I did? Or did you get frustrated sometimes with how much was going out versus coming in?
Well, I think because we keep your business bank account separate, I don't really get to see what's going in, what's going out. That's probably better.
Yeah.
It's probably better for both of us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you come and ask and you're like, hey, I want to take this course, I'm like, okay, how much is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm like, oh, why? We can't afford this right now. But at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, you know, and I trust you. It's going to work out in the end for both of us. So we're in this together. We have to trust one another. And I have to trust that you're going to make the right decision.
Okay. For, I don't even know if I've given these numbers point blank to you, Rob, and I know that the listeners don't know. So just something that I think is really helpful, because I feel like all we really see on Instagram is like, I made six figures in my first year. I made $15,000 after my expenses, after taxes, after all the stuff. I probably invested in courses, programs, blah, 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 about 10.
Yeah.
So like, could I have made 20 to 30,000? Possibly, but I truly don't believe that with the mentorship and the guidance and all the things I learned through those courses and programs, I would have been able to do the things to generate the, let's call it, $1,000 to $2,000 a month on average.
No, I agree. I mean, I think we're seeing a little more and more now.
Yeah.
Right? Current day.
Yeah. I mean, it's very serendipitous that, you know, this past week I celebrated 1 year doing this thing full time. And I was able to bring on two new clients. I mean, like I have essentially like a full plate, where I can't even do stuff like this, like the podcast, so much, that's like more so the hobby and things that I enjoy. I can't even do this on a regular basis because I am so busy with like work and like client stuff.
We're recording this past bedtime right now.
Yeah. It is almost 9 o'clock at night when we're recording this. Okay, so what is one of the biggest things that you have noticed about me that has changed since we met 9 years ago?
Well, we touched on this right at the very beginning. It's your mood, it's your attitude, it's everything. It glows now, you know. I don't come home and, what's she gonna be mad about today? You know, it's gonna be funny. It's not funny, but honestly, like, you know, it was the anxiety, the depression in the past, you know, and I don't see any of that anymore at all.
Is that a big reason as to why you just kind of let me do my thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's important to note, though, too, and I'm curious, the anxiety and depression and kind of the, almost like you felt like you maybe had to walk on eggshells around me, did that exist before we had a child in our relationship?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, for sure.
And that's, I'm happy that he saw that, because I feel like I had better control of those things before I had a child. And then once I had a child, those first couple years, it was like, holy shit, like I felt it. Like anxiety and depression was like a huge wave.
I'm honestly just showing up every day, right? Whether it be for me, Chase, your job, the people that work for you, it's great that you enjoy it more now because of, you know, being your own boss, but just continuing to show up every single day.
Do you think that there's... that it's acceptable, or what's your point of view as to, like, because what I notice is some days I'm really good at showing up for maybe myself and you and Chase, but then in my business I didn't show up that great, or vice versa. Do you feel like, do you see that, or do you feel like it's balanced from what you see?
I mean, that's natural.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be lying if I said there were days where I went to work and showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, physically, I was there, right? Yeah. I didn't want to be there.
Right.
I didn't want to do anything. I did the bare minimum, right? You come home and you got this little guy here and he needs you, mm-hmm. right? You have to. You have to show up. You got to clean the room that it's needed clean for a week now.
Yeah.
You have to show him the example of what he is supposed to do, and... you got to cook dinner. You got to clean the dishes. You got to do the laundry that we've been putting off forever, right?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. And that's, I mean, I wonder for those who are listening if you can relate to that. Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, like my husband just said, he works a traditional regular job, has been at the same place for 8 years. And like there's days where you go in and you just go through the motions. And then there's days where you go in and you like kind of feel like, okay, like I'm getting shit done. I'm participating in the meetings, all that sort of stuff. And I think ironically that's one of the reasons I like working at home. Is because then on the days where I kind of need to disconnect and don't really want to show up for work, those are the days then maybe the laundry and the dishes get caught up on, because I'm allowing myself to show up more for the house, for our family, versus for my business.
And that's where we're different. I wouldn't show up for it at all.
Yeah.
Right? I'd keep my butt in bed and...
Right. And I mean, that's then the difference too with entrepreneurship, right? Like, I would never be somebody who's like, everybody should try to be their own boss. Everybody should be an entrepreneur. Like, no, it's not for everybody. There's definitely a good level of self-discipline. And I will show up for my business before I will show up for myself, which is kind of not obviously the best. Like you and I both, something we both want to do for ourselves is like work out more. I will wake up early to work before I will wake up early to work out.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
Right.
Showing up for other people before you show up for yourself.
It hits. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So the last question that I have is, what is your ideal plan or goal for us work-wise, career-wise, future-wise?
Well.
And for yourself too.
So... I mean, obviously for us, we've had conversations, talks. Obviously, a lot of this is dependent on, you know, getting out of the debt that we've put ourselves in over, you know, prior to me even meeting you, mm-hmm. right?
We both did.
Both yeah. of us, yeah. And so we got to work through that and working really hard at that. And our goal, obviously, is to move down to Florida. We, both sides of the family, are going to be down there. And we just feel like, obviously, with you running your own business, you can do that anywhere, right? It's mm-hmm. in the online space. Mm-hmm. And with me being in horticulture, manufacturing for 8 years now, there's a lot of greenhouses, a lot of growers down there. I can continue to do that. I'd prefer not to, and we'll get into that here in a second. Mm-hmm. But it's a good fallback, right?
Yeah.
I can definitely find a greenhouse or some sort of manufacturing management position down there. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Ideally for me, it's been a dream of mine for a long time, but you know, we talked before. I feel like I gotta continue doing what I'm doing daily to support the family. And I'd love to get into real estate. I'd love to sell homes, but I know it's a grind. I know I just don't have the time for it right now. But eventually I'd love to. I know we've talked before. We'd love to own properties.
Mm-hmm. Airbnbs and stuff
Airbnbs,
like that.
Airbnbs. Yeah, I mean, just own properties, rent them out, whether it be full-time, weekends, whatever. I think that would be kind of cool, you mm-hmm. know, with your background being very, very good on a computer, my background being management.
Operations
and whatnot. I think that it would be a cool gig to get into together and make money that
mm-hmm,
way.
Mm-hmm. I was actually literally just going to say that same thing before you said that was like, it wouldn't even be a discussion if we do like real estate, Airbnb, flipping, whatever. Like, my husband is in operations, he's management, so he's like all of that sort of stuff, the numbers. And then I would be the person who will promote it on social media, market the heck out of it, make it look pretty. Like, it's literally perfect because we're the two pieces of the pie that you need to do something like that.
We're close.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I mean, the big thing here, which I've said before, like, you know, I don't necessarily want those of you who are listening to be like, wow, Courtney's husband's sacrificing a lot. Like, he is, but at the same time, I don't think it's anything where it's like you're going to your job every day completely miserable and you're like, well, I'm doing this for Courtney.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love what I do. I wouldn't have been there for 8 years now right. if I didn't, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's sacrificing for more than me. It's our family. It's for our future. It's for getting down to Florida, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's for
having a goal that we both are interested in pursuing.
Yeah.
Helps.
Without a doubt.
Okay. Well, that's all that I have for you guys. Is there any piece of advice that you would like to leave to the woman who's listening to this and or the husband that she forwarded this podcast episode on? Who's like, I want to start my own business and my husband's not on board. What would you say to them?
Wow. Put me on the spot there. go for it. Right. If it makes sense, if you guys talk about it, it makes sense. You can do it. If it's within your budget, right. Understand you're not going to always make money right away, mm-hmm. but, don't give up, keep grinding. Do your research, right? There's all kinds of stuff on here. Find the goods, find the bads, and stick with something right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening in. Cannot wait to hear what you think of this episode. Be sure to tag me on Instagram with your takeaways at Courtney_Winzicki. And I will see you next week, same time, same place. Now for some gratitude and a little disclaimer. Y'all know I am a lot of things, a business owner, a wife, a mother, but I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. So please take any conversations that may have been had on today's episode surrounding mental health as just that, a conversation and my own experience or the experiences of my guest. If you found anything valuable or resonated with something in today's topic, please share the episode to your Instagram or social media stories. And as always, I am so incredibly thankful that you are here, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.